It's a bonus episode. We're talking North Pole General Store. Hit it. I'm your host, Jerry D, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s, toys, movies, specials, music, and fads. It was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s. We got it covered. Now, joining me is a Totally Rad Christmas all-star and ratty winner. It's the Alamo City Santa, Jeremy Phelps. Jeremy, what's happening?
How you doing, Jerry? I just wanted to come on your show. I want to promote the brand new shopping experience for Santas and lovers of Santa and Christmas around, well, right now I'm going to say around the country because I'm not ready to start shipping internationally, but the North Pole General Store.
Right on, man. Yeah, so you told me about this project that was coming up in some of our past recordings that have not been released yet.
That's true.
In fact, one of them that was going to be released, I had to push to Friday because of things that I won't get into for this podcast. But so I kind of known something was brewing, and you asked if you could come on and talk about it. And of course, you know, you're a good friend, so I said, of course you can.
So I appreciate that.
We're talking the North Pole General Store. What is it exactly? Why did it come about? And like, what's this evolution? So tell me a little bit about this thing.
Well, I've got a thing for t-shirts. It probably started, you know, as you and some of your listeners definitely know, I'm also the J-Wave in professional wrestling. So I took an interest in creating t-shirts then and started taking interest, like 4 years ago, I was shopping at Walmart. I don't know if you saw these shirts. They had some shirts that had a picture of Santa that said, "Don't stop believing."
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know,
I did see
obviously
that, yeah.
Based off of Journey. They did it like 2 years in a row, and I bought both of them. And then that was while I was working as Santa. And then actually the first year I wanted to make that shirt by uniform because I would travel from event to event not dressed like Santa. But mm-hmm. they didn't have any more of those shirts left, so I couldn't buy multiples. So I bought something else. But that's neither here nor there. But about 2 years ago, I said I wanted to create my own shirts just for fun. And I was thinking, what can I do? Like, what about some rock and roll? You know, because Journey is rock and roll. Why don't we do some rock and roll themed shirts based off of Driving a Sleigh? And so I came up with two shirts at that point that me and my wife did together. We did it on vinyl with her Cricut. And one of them is a shirt you're familiar with, kind of. It's the Panama theme shirt where I changed the lyrics slightly to fit Santa. Here he comes, top down, and here he comes, full blast and top down. I should know the shirt. I've been seeing the shirt for 3 years. But
spoiler alert, I'm wearing the shirt too.
So. He is wearing the shirt. He's wearing the first piece of merch right there.
You were gracious enough to send me a shirt, so thank you.
As a thank you for everything you've done for me, absolutely. And it kind of looks like this one. No one can see this. It's not a visual medium, but that was the original design for the shirt. This one says, "Hit top speed, still moving much too slow," which is based off of Detroit Rock City by Kiss.
Nice.
Another thing about, you know, being on the move. And both those shirts are now available from the shop, but they've been slightly altered because the sleigh on both the original shirts was the sleigh that I used on my Alamo City Santa logo and put on my website. And I decided, you know, even though it's not my sleigh design, it's my sleigh design. I don't want to put that on my merch for everybody else to use. So I came up with, you know, different sleigh designs. And so yeah. I came up with a couple of rock and roll designs. I got that one. I've got the, those two. I based one off of Iron Man Run to the Hills, except that it's Run for the Sleigh, Fly Through the Night.
Right.
And then, you know, I said, what else can I go? So I got shirts based off of movies and like what I call my signature shirt is a picture. It's a Santa in a snow globe and it says, "Believing is Seeing," based off of the Santa Claus from 1994, my favorite Christmas movie. And I love that logo so much that I kind of took that Santa and put him everywhere. It's on the company logo where it's different than it's in the snow globe. But I've also, like, I'm wearing my company shirt, and it's, you can't see the back of it. People listening can't see it at all, but it's the same snow globe.
Sorry.
Yep. But, well, you can see the official shirts if you go to NorthPoleGeneralStore.com. We'll get more about that later. Mm-hmm. On the back of my, you know, company shirt, it's got the same snow globe with Santa, except it doesn't say believe in the scene. This one says we treat every day like Christmas. You know,
right on.
Inspired by Buddy the Elf.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have a line of all kind. I get, well, I say we, it's really me and my wife giving me advice, but we got a line of, I've got James Bond themed shirts. I've got Night Before Christmas. Right now it's all t-shirts. Right now they're all just t-shirts that anybody who looks like Santa would be perfectly at home wearing. And even if you do, you can love Santa, you can wear the shirt. And I'm looking at other things. I'm going to be introducing some props that are really just for Santa. Like, I've seen some Santas, they put like the magnets on their cars that advertise who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they'll say it's Santa Joe, this is my phone number. And, you know, I think it's great for advertising, but I don't think it's good when you have a little 7-year-old who can read say, Santa Joe, so he's not the real Santa? So I've got a magnet design that I originally came with my car. It's the North Pole. I'm drawing a blank here. North Pole. I was about to get the website again. North Pole Car Rental Company. That way, if someone says, why is Santa pulling up in a Kia Soul? Because he rented his car when he got to town.
Okay. And, very cool.
And if you're savvy enough, you can go to, you know, the one that I have on my car, and you can scan the QR code. It'll bring you to the webpage. And I'm going to... Right now, it's just going to be a PNG design you can upload to something like Vistaprint, because it costs a lot of money to print those.
It does,
and
right?
I don't want to outsource my pricing and make it so it's not worth it for anybody. So I'll sell it for relatively cheap. I'll make it customizable. Where, like right now, mine says, write down Santa Claus Lane since 1971. I wanted to put a year of some kind for the origin of the car rental company. But if you buy the default one, it'll say, write down Santa Claus Lane since 1947, because that's the year the song was written.
Right. So,
but I put 71 because that was the year I was born, because I thought 2020 was just awfully soon to be, you know, advertising when Santa started running cars. So.
Right.
But
that's
right now,
cool,
I'll start advertising that on the site once I get an actual hard copy from Vistaprint, which I ordered a couple days ago, so it'll be here in a week or two. And then I'll have a good picture of what it looks like on the website, and then you'll be able to buy the file, you'll be able to customize it. And the other thing, which I can show you, but I can't show anybody else, is it's the nice list. Handmade project, golden scroll, aged parchment, and it's got, and that way if a child says, am I on the list? The list is written that any child's name in the world is on the list, because it's in an elvish print, an elvish font. So if your name is Billy, I'll find Billy. If your name is Jose, I'll find Jose. If your name is something Chinese that I can't pronounce, I can find it, because who knows?
Right.
In reality, the list is all names of, you know, either people in my friends and family or movie and book characters that I like, but nobody needs to know that. But occasionally I can find the name, like, oh yeah, because it's alphabetized, and like, oh yeah, that there you are, Billy. But, you know, or here you are, Muhammad. I don't know if there's any children named Muhammad. Muhammad Ali. So yeah, you can name a child Muhammad. I know some religions are touchy, but I'm going down a road I don't need to go down.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of these designs. So I'm looking at the shop right now.
Yep.
The one that stands out to me right away, because I'm a comic book nerd, is not all heroes wear capes. Mine wears a beard. And this is like awesome barbarian, like superhero Santa. He's jacked. It's so cool.
I found that design. I'm like, oh. Well, first time was a lot simpler shirt. And my wife's like, that doesn't look good. So I went digging, and I found that Santa through a website that I'm able to use their stuff for commercial use. So get awesome. That out there. Yeah. I have commercial permission. I don't do a whole lot of original art myself, but I put all the pieces together and I have the rights to do it. So
there you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And that shirt comes in like three or four colors, I think. I'm not, maybe six. I don't know.
Yeah. So a lot of them do come in quite a few colors as well, which
that way you have options.
I really enjoy. Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So 6 of them, navy blue, royal blue. Yeah. Heather green, like purple, dark chocolate, and heather red, which is the one that I'd probably like. Although actually the green looks really good too.
Actually, I have the green one. It's one of the ones I've I can't reach it. It's in a pile on my chair behind me.
Yeah.
At first,
go ahead.
Yeah, so I did all the first designs of all the shirts that are on the website right now. I only have one of them because they're all going to be made to order because I can't order every shirt and every size because I've run this little operation out of my man cave. So so I don't have room for inventory, but I have quick access, and it's right now I think the website says 3 to 5 day turnaround to get it shipped. That just gives me time to buy the shirt and print the logo, and then because I can print the logo, I can get the prints on Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
So as long as I order, if I order it Sunday night, I should be able to pick it up the very next day. And then I pick up the shirts on my way home from work after I get the design. So
nice. Well, there's some really cute ones. So like a bowl full of jelly with a nice round Santa.
Yes, I love that guy.
That one's really cute. There's a coming down your chimney tonight, and it's like Santa with the he's got a lantern so we can see where he's going. And
that's also based off of a song, but that was based off of Elvis's Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Very cool. If you ever do a Metallica themed, like with Metallica font, and it says hit the lights, and it's like maybe some Christmas lights with Santa, I'd totally be up for that one.
I'm gonna have to look into that. Some of the fonts I gotta be careful with because some fonts just don't transfer well
right
from the print to the fabric, because I redesigned a few of these shirts quite a few times because of that. There's this one font that I love that I had on the original design, and if you look at the collar tag part that says North Pole, I use that font, but it doesn't transfer well.
Gotcha.
So none of the t-shirts have that on the front anymore. I try to make it big and bulky and less sort of serif. Is that the word I'm looking for? Sans serif.
Sans serif. Yeah, like Arial type font.
I'm trying to do letters that don't have serifs because those just
get
caught funny when they get transferred.
It's true. It's very true. Yep. Every girl's crazy about a sharp dressed man, so it's ZZ Top inspired.
Yeah, ZZ Top. I gave you the option. I said, do you prefer ZZ Top, Van Halen, or Iron Maiden? Because those are my only 80s themed rock shirts. and you just said Van Halen, and I surprised you with the shirt.
It was hard. Because I really like Iron Maiden, and I really like ZZ Top, so I ended up just flipping a coin between all of them. And, but I love it. It says, here he comes, full blast and top down. It's a Santa. It's a silhouette. Red sleigh. The reindeer are in brown.
Kind of a gold color.
But they're outlined in gold. Yeah, it's really nice. You can see the reins in the gold as well. Or in red, excuse me, as well. And then it's got the words are white, but they haven't. They're outlined like they're edged in red, and so it's it really stands out and pops, and I dig it, man. I love black shirts, and so this is perfect.
Well, all the rock themed shirts, I have them defaulted in black because all concert shirts should be in black, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you got hit top speed, still moving much too slow. Run to the sleigh, fly through the night. I mean, just great ones there, and they're all with variations of like Santa's and his silhouettes. You can find one that you really, really like. The Iron Maiden one is awesome. That's a cool graphic there, and
very simple one too.
It is, but like something about it's really nice, just elegant. I love it. You have one that says "By the chimney with care." And that's a really cute Santa with some presents. He's got like sacks and candy canes. There's holly. He's there like about to go down the chimney. And it's really, really adorable. And I could see like my daughter wanting that one. The name is Claus. Santa Claus. That's another really cool one.
And that's with Santa Claus with the sunglasses, so he looks really suave and debonair.
That's right. And then you have probably my favorite of all the Santas is the one on the shirt that says, "I know him. I know him." And it's just a really, really nice looking Santa Claus. Like when
the
thing is, Santa, that's what you think of, you know?
I know a guy who looks just like him.
Is it based on
No. Oh. But no, but I was looking like this is Santa Sid from the Lone Star Santas. He's someone, you know, I'm friends with and I see, you know, a few times a year, and the next time I think I'm gonna see him later this month, I'll have to have that shirt with me. I'm like, "Hey, I'm wearing your shirt. You should buy one."
You should bet, so that's right. And then you have one that's Santa's workshop. It's got Santa, what is he, sitting, but like outside his workshop, there's a little girl.
I'll be honest, that's the shirt I put the least work into. It was all designed that way. I'm like, this is kind of cute, and it works for my idea. I have other ideas for other shirts in mind. I'm not going to, you know, give away anything yet, but I've got an idea for a Linus Moment shirt.
Nice.
As in, from, you know, Tis the Podcast, which I'm supposed to be talking to Anthony and, you know, getting on his show one of these days too. Send him a shirt. So, you know, you better get me on. You hear me, Anthony? Right. Check your mail. Last time I checked, you hadn't checked it, but it said it's been delivered.
Yeah.
But I got a shirt inspired by the Linus Moment. I've got another shirt. Well, it's not even a shirt, but another article of clothing that I really like that I just, once I do another run of printing, I'm going to print that out.
Right on.
And hopefully, they'll sell.
Well, there's some great designs here, like shirts, Wanted, Naughty or Nice, Santa Claus. I like that one.
Oh, yeah, the Wanted poster.
It's got his face.
Yeah.
It's a Wanted poster, you know, and it says Wanted for Theft of Milk and Cookies.
Yeah. I originally wanted to have a lot more words, but the smaller text was having trouble, and that one went through a few different designs, and that one, you know, I really just wanted the one color, but I read, you know, you should have multiple colors for Etsy because that's where everything's available. You'd be on Etsy, but you don't have to know the Etsy site because I've got it all made really easy for everybody to shop. So,
and I do
so
like,
I, got like
I was going to say, I do like, it's just, it's funny, you know, Wanted, Naughty or Nice.
I'll be honest, I've seen that in a lot of places. I even got a picture on my wall that goes up at Christmas time like that. Mick Foley, WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's also a lover of Christmas and sometimes puts on the red suit. And he's got even a shirt that's basically with his face looking like Santa, where it's got information like that too. But
nice. You should do one that says for breaking and entering.
I'm just kidding. That was originally on there too, but I just made it shorter and easier.
No, don't do that. That's not right. but no, so very cool stuff. Not all heroes wear capes. I probably will be buying that one very soon. You know, come payday, and then but believing is seeing, like you're talking about with the snow globe. That one's really nice. You have one that says keep calm and jingle on. Just nice, simple, but very fun and fanciful. Just cool designs, man.
Well, thank you. The keep calm one, you know, that one's been around for a while for, you know, just about everything, you know, keep calm and do this. And there's multiple Santa versions out there, and mine's just pretty simple. It's with a, you know, pretty simple Grinch, I think a Grinch themed font. And instead of the crown, we got Santa's hat. But
Right. Very cool.
Yeah, that one comes in multiple colors, but really buy it in one of the reds or burgundy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're on Instagram and Facebook?
I am on Instagram. Well, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, but the best way to get to anything, because every name had to change because I couldn't, I think one was too long or somebody. Well, actually, no, Instagram has a North Pole General Store, but it's somebody who's just counting down to Christmas. They're not selling anything. They're just counting down to Christmas, so it's there's a hyphen in or maybe a underscore in the middle of it. But if you go to NorthPoleGeneralStore.com, that'll bring you to the landing page, which will give you the links to both Instagram and Facebook. It'll give you a link to the Etsy shop, and if you want to go straight to the Etsy shop, it's just shop.NorthPoleGeneralStore.com. That'll take you right to the Etsy.
Very cool. So. Yeah, you have a nice little right? You know, you're talking about why it's a year-round destination for all things festive. It's cool. And so I'm excited for it. I hope we can generate a lot of publicity and get it out there. And I'm excited to see some of the other things that you got coming out that you don't want to say yet because no spoilers. So
no spoilers. Yeah, I don't want. Because I'm not the only person who makes Santa t-shirts out there. There's at least one other person who seems to be breaking in or around close to the same time, coincidentally. I hope. No, I know it has to be coincidentally because I just made it official, you know, right now. Yes, this week I opened the Etsy shop. But I've been, you know, planning this for a month or two. And I know there was another guy who did this, but all his shirts were shirts that... he was inspired by biker shirts. I guess he was a biker.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And, you know, his designs were shirts that you could wear, and no one, if you didn't look close enough, they wouldn't mistake it for a Christmas shirt.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
That's not what I do.
No. I'd rather, if I'm wearing a Christmas shirt, I want someone to know it's Christmas.
And my shirts are Christmas and in your face. And if that's what you want, then I'm the guy for you. And I may be able to do some customizable stuff here in the future. I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm just looking forward to hoping that this takes off. And if it doesn't, I won't be out that much money.
Yeah, I hear you. That's all right, man.
It's not a big investment, but there is an investment here. And there's equipment that I'm looking at that, you know, if it doesn't work, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah, I got you. Well, make your own stuff, I guess.
Well, I do that too. So I've done a little bit of that for wrestling at the same time.
Right on.
But
right on.
Not to sell as merchandise because I've got a really good business partner in that who, you know, does all the production, produces all the shirts, and I just get a cut of the profit.
Very cool.
And, you know, that way I don't have to produce like 20 shirts and hope they all sell.
Right.
But if they're willing to take that loss or take that risk, I'm good with it. That's why I'm just doing direct to customer stuff like this. So.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, for sure. It's cool. I'm excited. I'm very excited for you.
Me too. You are the first official person I've talked to. I haven't, even though the Etsy shop's open, I haven't posted anywhere on social media yet. I think I'm going to wait until the podcast gets out, which I believe will be Monday morning, right?
Monday morning. Yep. So I'm gonna edit this, and it's gonna all tomorrow morning. That's it.
I did. I'm not CJ, so I didn't swear. So I just stumbled a little bit. If you want to cut that out, you can. If not, no big deal. Because I'm
no, it's yeah. We'll see what happens. Because I'm also recording another episode after this. Spoiler alert.
Oh, I knew you were. I knew. That's why you fit me in so much earlier than normal.
I tried. Yeah. This is that time where I try to pre-record as much as I can, and some things aren't dropping till December, but I'm recording them now, so it is what it is. But it's always a pleasure to have you on.
I love being here.
We've already recorded a couple of things that I'm excited to drop. One of them's coming out on Friday. It's a Prancer.
If
you're listening to this, Prancer will be out as an extra episode on Friday. It was supposed to be...
I need to talk to Santa Matt, too, about the show. About getting on his show again.
That's right, yeah. But yeah, this is great. So, North Pole General Store, you have to go there. Any last thoughts, last minute things you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody for just thinking about checking it out. If you want to buy a shirt, let me know. If you want to, got any ideas, I've got my email on the main webpage, and I will answer any questions, and I hope to be of service to everybody out there.
Right on. And on that note, you know, G.I. Joe taught us that knowing is half the battle. What do you think is the other half?
Getting a really cool shirt from NorthPoleGeneralStore.com.
Exactly. A sharp-dressed man. There you go.
I could have mentioned this a million ways. If knowing is half the battle, the other half is treating every day like Christmas.
There you go. I love it. And, that, you know, believing is seeing.
Believing is seeing, and, you know, keep calm and jingle on.
That's right.
Fly through the night.
So, guys, go check it out. The North Pole General Store. You can find them on Facebook. They are on Instagram as well. Or just go to the NorthPoleGeneralStore.com and you'll find it.
Yep.
All right. And on that note, I'll end it with, the North Pole General Store is your year-round destination for all things festive. where we treat every day like Christmas. You can find a cheerful array of Santa Claus t-shirts and a variety of holiday props, decorations, and unique gifts, ensuring that you check us out on our social media pages, which you can find at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And if you're feeling like cool Christmas gear, leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a safe night. Later, dudes.